This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. Wayne County property owners who owe back taxes have a little more time to pay them. County Treasurer Eric Sabree has extended the payment deadline from March 14th to March 31st. The deadline is the same for owners to start a payment plan to avoid foreclosure. Sabree says his office is working hard to keep residents in their homes. He announced last week that his office will be open on Saturdays through this month to assist customers. Insured drivers in Michigan will start to receive $400 refund checks in the coming weeks. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association is releasing $3 billion in surplus funds to car insurance companies. The insurers will have 60 days to release that money to drivers. Whitmer says the surplus was partially generated by a 2019 law that reduced the amount health providers can charge auto insurance companies. Critics say the new law has caused injured motorists to lose health care and nursing assistance. General Motors and Pacific Gas and Electric have formed a partnership to find ways for electric vehicles to power homes. The utility and the automaker will test new charging technology for properly equipped homes. The companies say they hope to test the system by this summer. They hope to hold customer trials by the end of the year. Stocks fell lower today after President Joe Biden announced a U.S. ban on the import of Russian oil. The new policy is another financial sanction against Russia after its decision to invade Ukraine earlier this month. The U.S. gets about 3% of its crude oil from Russia. The price of oil continues to surge, meaning Detroiters can expect to see even higher gas prices in the weeks to come. The area average for a gallon of gas has surpassed $4. Two African-American development companies have announced plans to renovate the Fisher Body plant in Detroit. Jackson Asset Management and Hosey Development are working together on the project. They say they'll use the building to create lofts. About 20% of the units will be reserved for low-income housing. The plant was responsible for building auto bodies for General Motors. It's been vacant since the 1990s. And Congress has passed a federal anti-lynching law after nearly a century of trying. The Emmett Till anti-lynching law will make the practice a federal crime. That includes instances where conspiracy to commit a hate crime leads to maiming or death. The measure is named after the Chicago teenager who was killed in Money, Mississippi in 1955. His open casket funeral shocked the nation and helped spur civil rights efforts. Congress has tried hundreds of times to pass this type of legislation since 1922 with no success until now. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News.